This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods has approved a new 3-year contract with the College of the Redwoods faculty. Wages for all faculty members will increase, and the contract will run through June of 2019. Faculty had been working under the old contract while negotiations were underway. School President Keith Snow-Flamer said both sides were committed to ensuring fiscal stability for the school and providing a stable environment for students. The Garberville Sanitation District issued a statement to residents in southern Humboldt that residential water service comes first and that a water reduction system will be implemented for agricultural uses, read marijuana, when water demands impact that service. The district said that staff are working on a water use ordinance that will address commercial agricultural demand, and that report will come before the governing board. Until the ordinance is approved, the district will issue no commercial cannabis permits that require additional water service. Monday is a federal holiday, Columbus Day, but for county employees, it will mean the second consecutive year of training. The county will close its offices on Monday, and county staff members will take part in training sessions on subjects like the Americans with Disabilities Act, sexual harassment and discrimination, and ethics. The all-hands training day was found to be an effective and economical way to accommodate the more than 2,000 county employees who are required to undergo training on a routine basis in one day. The Fortuna City Council held the first of two meetings regarding the city's commercial marijuana ordinance, with a second scheduled for Monday, October 16th. City officials and county planning staff met on Monday to discuss the draft ordinance that will require permits for personal grows, and those personal grows must not be visible, and the odor must be controlled as well. Prohibitions on the delivery of both commercial and medical cannabis in Fortuna have been approved, and additional prohibitions for both commercial and personal cultivation could be implemented. It started in 2011 in Hawthorne, California, and it's now a regularly scheduled event. The first Wednesday in October has been deemed as National Coffee with a Cop Day, and across the state and country, local residents will sit down to talk with local police. That includes Humboldt County. In Arcata, police will host a Coffee with a Cop at the Beachcomber Cafe on Old Arcata Road at 9 a.m. this morning. In Eureka, Captains Patrick O'Neill, Brian Stevens, and Eureka officers will be at the Starbucks on 5th Street in Eureka from 8:30 until 10:30 to meet with the community on National Coffee with a Cop Day. The Klamath Trinity School District announced that it has refinanced its outstanding general obligation bonds. The refinancing has meant a lower interest rate that will save property owners in the district some $300,000 per year without extending the term of the bonds. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.